So, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Frankie Rose.
I want to start with kind of a non-question question. I want to know about a list of all the indie bands you haven't been in.
Oh, there's such a long list. Let's see, indie band.
You haven't been in because every interview, every bio starts out with all of the bands you have been in. So I figure we need to start with some of the bands you haven't been in and maybe even would like to be, you know?
Let's see. I'm definitely not in The Shins. Are they an indie band still? I think so, right?
Yeah,
kind
we'll
of.
Get to that in a second.
I'm not in TV on the Radio. I'm not in.
But you like them because you thank them in your liner notes.
I love them. They are good friends. And very good friends. Oh, there's, I don't know, do we have an hour and a half? There's so many.
So how many bands are you officially in now?
One band.
So you've dumped all the other girl bands because we had a lot of there are a lot of girl bands there.
All male bands. I dumped all the all male bands as well. Just one band.
You'd see the look on her face when she did. I dumped the male band. So is there anything as we're starting out and kind of weaving into your life that's really relevant that someone hasn't written about you in all this time?
Well, let's see. I mean, I feel like I get asked about the old band so much more than I get asked about this band. And so I find that a little irritating at this point in time, just because it's over, it's done with, I'm excited about this project. So I feel like that's a pretty big deal for me these days.
Are you tired of all the genres and the categories that this new record has already been sliced into?
Absolutely. Because I feel like instead of listening to the music journalists, oftentimes they'll just regurgitate what they've heard. And it's really easy for music journalists to sort of lump things in one category when clearly things don't belong in the same category. It's something that I've noticed since I've been playing music, really. That's why I'm going to make a dance record next.
One of the things that was relevant to me, and I'll kind of give you the cue and then you can launch into something different about it, but it was intriguing to me that one of the reasons you started to play the drums is because really in that first band of yours, right, there was like a guitarist, but nobody else really knew what they were going to play. Is that true? And you kind of just said, the drums.
That was my first band. Yeah, no, I mean, no one really knew how to play anything. Woo, the guitar, he played guitar, but never in a band before. And so we were all really novice. And I just liked the idea of the drums.
So, but all of these bands that you've been in, we will circle back to all of these bands that everybody writes about. But what I'm more curious about is what did they, the indie cred's baloney, as we've already discussed, but what did the bands have in common that you wanted to be in them?
Yeah, I was sort of, Crystal Stilts and Vivian Girl sort of overlapped. So, I mean, I think I stole a lot from Crystal Stilts when it came to recording the Vivian Girls record. So that they were actually a huge influence on me recording that first Vivian Girls record. So that's sort of one, even though in my mind when you put those two records back to back, they're nothing alike at all, and I have no idea how or why they were placed at all in the same scene, besides the fact that we were forced to play together because I was playing drums in both bands and it was just easier to kill two birds with one stone. But I feel like all the bands that I've been a part of have aspects of, they have sounds just that I, they make music that I would want to make. I mean, the sounds, the guitar sounds, their influences. I feel like it was sort of a necessary thing for me to pick up the guitar and try and be in the front for once. It hasn't been easy. I mean, like, Caroline's seen me struggle with it, being the front person. And it's finally now just starting to get comfortable.
You decide, okay, you know what? I've been the drummer and the Vivian Girls and the Stilts and Shitestorm and Dum Dum and all of this. At what point did you turn around and say, okay, it's time to get up front?
No, it's so funny because I can honestly say I didn't even necessarily mean to have my name on the project. It just sort of happened. I put out the single and that had my name on it. And then, I don't know, I guess we just stuck with it. And I was like, well, what if we did like a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers kind of a situation? So we need a and the something.
The other thing really is that I think it's important to portray the fact that you are so much more. I mean, people already know this, but again, all the writing is, she was the drummer. Oh yeah, and the drummer. But I kind of heard you're kind of composing on keyboards, right?
I mean, honestly, I just went with the flow. I hate to say that, but it's true. Like, I didn't, as I was writing the record, I never was like, I want it to be this one way or this one genre. Every song was sort of its own thing. And all I could say is that I had the hopes that at the end it would sound like an album. When I was done writing this many songs, I was hoping that it would make sense as a record. But I never had like a preconceived, like, I wanted to be like this or I wanted to be like that. I knew I wanted to do something different. Like, I wanted to do something different than what I had been doing. I mean, whether or not I accomplished it or not, I'm not sure.
So according to this, you are, I'll do it in my best announcer voice, you are dream pop adrenaline rush that stands out easily among lesser second generation Spectre influenced Black Tambourine fans. You know? So that's a whole bunch of nonsense, right? It's like, whatever. But when you sat down to create this, you say, okay, I've been in all these bands, right? And I now want to make my own thing. So what from inside of you came out that you said, okay, we're going to do this record this way? What was like the vision and the mission statement, you know?
I mean, honestly, I just went with the flow. I hate to say that, but it's true. Like, I didn't, as I was writing the record, I never was like, I want it to be this one way or this one genre. Every song was sort of its own thing. And all I could say is that I had the hopes that at the end it would sound like an album. When I was done writing this many songs, I was hoping that it would make sense as a record.
So I put that all together and I listened to Candy. And as I said to somebody this morning, it's kind of like, that's exactly what it is. You listen to that and it's a couple of minutes of such power pop that how could you not possibly, there's, you know, as they say, and what's not to like? So were you aware when you did that you had a track that could be played just like that? Like, nobody really had to think about it?
I kind of knew that was going to be a more of a pop song. When I wrote that one, I was like, this one's going to be more of a... And even how I, like, treated it when I produced that song, I kind of treated it more of like a single. The vocals are cleaner. They're more upfront. So, yeah, I guess I kind of had an idea with that one.
You've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.